I've seen the flyers for Monaca St. Patrick's Day Parade. What can people look forward to?
Yeah, so this is actually our third year having the event. Keeps getting bigger and bigger each year. This year, obviously, we have a parade that's led by our bagpiper and Central Valley Marching Band follows. Several floats. Parade will start at 15th Street. We'll go down past George Washington Plaza where the event takes place, and we'll continue down to 9th Street. We have 9 food trucks.
Ooh.
A lot of great food. Some are doing specials for the St. Patrick's Day, some Reubens, some shepherd's pies, you know. So it's pretty exciting to have a lot of different choices of food that will be there.
It's not all Irish food, though, right? You got some other stuff, too, right?
We do. Yeah. Pittsburgh Halal, Los Gingos, Events by MK, Kona Ice. Ooh. We have Traveling Tom's Coffee Truck, Ambridge Italian Villa, Rogers Cuisine, All Belgium LLC, and Papa Wood Barbecue. So a lot of different choices, so it's good for everybody. Vendors, we have crafters. We have about 10 different vendors that will have craft tables for people to browse and purchase different items there. As well as, you know, we have kids games. We have face painter. We have balloon animals for the kids. Bullseye Brewing from New Brighton will be down as well. We have a lot of different events. We have DJ Ian Solis will be playing music prior to the parade. The bagpiper will come play a little bit, and then we have a band playing Z-Town Street Band. They play everywhere from Erie to Pittsburgh. They're going to come play. They play everything from bluegrass, country, Irish, and rock.
So
they're all over a little bit of everything. So it'll be a fun day.
So wear my dancing shoes is what you're telling me for the Monaca parade.
That's right.
Well, let's give a shout out to Ian Solis. You mentioned him, the DJ. He of course works at Inner Groove Records, Monaca's vinyl record store. I tell a lot of people, get yourself to Inner Groove, buy those old records.
Absolutely, it's an awesome store. Awesome store. You got to check it out for sure.
Now, give us some times. When does the party start? When does the parade actually start marching? I'm going to try to get this all sorted out here.
So the parade starts at noon, and then our festivities run from 12 o'clock to 3. There are, you know, what we try to do in the community. One, we try to put on events for our community, right? And two, we try to bring people into our town to come and patronize our businesses. So Steelhouse, P-Dubs, they're having events prior to the parade. They're having breakfast. The Moped Shop, which is another really cool store, they're going to have a tent set up out front. Pennsylvania Avenue will be closed down. Draft House, which is down the road from George Washington Plaza as well, will have an event after the festivities as well. So there's a little bit for everybody to kind of visit the shops and, you know, come check out the businesses we have in town. So that's another reason we have these events.
Let me dovetail on what you mentioned, the Moped Shop, Valley Vintage Motors. We will be there. Frank Sparks and I, Beaver County Radio, we're going to be broadcasting, doing some remote broadcasting from the scene.
I heard the rumor that you guys will be there, so I'll come down and see you guys for sure.
Yeah, I'm hoping they'll give us a moped that I can ride in the parade.
It's a really cool shop, for sure. Everybody got to check that
biggest
out.
Biggest moped shop between like Pittsburgh and Detroit or something like that.
Yes.
Or Philly and Detroit or something like that. Yeah, definitely a fun place. You mentioned some other businesses there. The Tap House, it's been open about a year now, or has it been longer than that?
Just about a year. Just about a year, yep.
Any news on Monaca Brewing? I know they closed a couple years ago. Every once in a while, I'll hear a rumor, ooh, someone may be bringing in something there. Anything you can confirm? Or
so I can confirm that it has been sold, but to a new owner. They're working on some renovations now between where the brewery stood and the restaurant that was next door. They're doing some renovations, so look for that to be opening up this year at some point. Yeah.
Cool. Well, that's a great thing about a parade like this and then a public party Saturday. It's a chance for people to walk around and then check out what Monaca has to offer. I like how the street is kind of bookended there. You have a sushi place on one end and you have a pierogi place on the other end.
That's right. We got some good restaurants in town, no doubt about it.
And the festivities for this parade you mentioned, like the children's activities, the vendors, well, is that going to be in the Washington Plaza, I'm assuming?
Everything's going to be centralized in Washington Plaza. All the food trucks will be lined up, the vendors within the plaza itself, kids games, face painter, balloon animals, the band will be playing in the plaza itself, right up on top of the plaza. Yeah. So it's a nice little setup.
Now, with the parade itself, are there any restrictions on, like, will the road be closed for a period? Is there, like, a detour that will be marked?
So, we're actually closing Pennsylvania Avenue from 11 to 4. So Pennsylvania Avenue from 15th Street to 9th Street will be closed, and then we're going to tighten it up once the parade's over. So from 9th Street to 12th Street will be closed during the festivities, yeah.
And am I right? This is the second annual St. Patrick's Day parade. So is that right?
Third. Yeah.
So it must be going good. It must be building momentum.
It keeps getting bigger each year. We want to continue. We don't want to just make it a Monaca thing. We want to, you know, bring everybody from the county in. We want to keep adding to it each year, and it seems to keep growing. So that's what we want to pursue, and we'd like to get everybody involved in the county and make it, you know, one big party for everybody.
Is there still time if someone's out there thinking, oh, I can throw together
absolutely.
A float, or who would they contact?
Yeah, absolutely. They could contact myself at manager@manacapa.net. Shoot me an email. We're always looking for other people that want to participate in the parade. Absolutely. No doubt. It's for everyone. So we want everybody to come and enjoy.
Talking to Manaca Borough Manager Dave Kramer. Kramer with a K. I always got to remember
Kramer
that.
With a K.
Well, congratulations on having a St. Patrick's Day party. That's something I was harping on for years, not to make that pun there, but everyone would have to drive to Pittsburgh to do a really big one, and now Beaver County has one, and I think we're ready for it. What do you hear from people? Do they appreciate that they can just go to Manaca and celebrate the Irish?
Yeah, I mean, it's been well received. We get great crowds. I mean, it's a fun event for everybody. I mean, it's, you know, kid friendly. So from kids to adults, everybody seems to be having fun and enjoying the day. The weather's going to be nice too, so we're going to have a nice day. 50 degrees, no rain, so we're looking pretty good.
All right, Dave. Well, we're looking forward to it as well. I think my news partner Noah would agree. Everyone's Irish on St. Patrick's Day. What say you, Noah?
Oh, yeah, everyone is Irish if they just do the voice, that's all. That's not my regular voice. This is my regular voice.
I had to cue him up. He does that Irish voice a lot.
I knew he was going to cue me up. That's the problem.
All right, Dave, one more time. Give us a recap. Manaca, St. Patrick's Day Parade and Party. What do people need to know? What's the time, the date, and all that kind of stuff?
So this Saturday, the parade will kick off at noon. We'll have our event at George Washington Plaza. It'll be from noon to 3. Food trucks, vendors, kids games, face painter, balloon animals, Bullseye Brewing. We have a band playing, Z-Town Street Band will be playing. DJ Ian Solis will be playing prior to the band. So come on out, take a look at some of the shops in town, have a good time with us. We're looking forward to it.
What time does that band go on? Will they be like around 1 o'clock or...?
Right around 1 o'clock.
Okay,
yep.
Okay. You'll definitely see me there for that. And like I said, Beaver County Radio, we will be broadcasting right outside Valley Vintage Motors, the moped shop. Me and Frank will be there. Come out and say hi.
I will come down and see you.
All right, Dave. Congratulations.
Appreciate it.
Have a good one. Thanks for your time, too.
Thanks.
There you have Dave Kramer, Manaca Borough Manager.